Let's take a few minutes to talk about principles and productivity, or the lack of productivity. If you are listening to this podcast between Friday, March 11th and Friday, March 18th, you are going to want to head over to melindasmiller.com/productivitylab and enroll in my one-of-a-kind productivity course for school principals. This has been a passion project of mine for years, started before COVID, because there just aren't enough resources out there for principals. Not all principals can go to conferences or are connected or have the funds to attend workshops. And this course covers email productivity, owning your calendar, and taming your to-do list. Plus, there are bonuses, and bonuses will be added regularly, and you don't want to miss this. If you do miss the window and are listening to this after the course closes, there will be a waitlist posted at the same link, and you will be one of the first ones notified the next time I open enrollment for this course. There is limited space for participants because we want it to be the best possible resource for busy school principals. If you just listen to all of that and you're new, I'm so sorry. I'm Melinda and I'm a practicing elementary school principal for 18 years with a total of 28 years in education. So obviously I am team public education. You can pretty much find me all over the place, but my newest adventure has been establishing a YouTube channel. MelindaSMiller.com/YouTube is my newest creative endeavor, and you can head on over there and subscribe too. I don't want to forget to mention my closing segment where I talk about my now 3-month journey to better health, feeling better, losing weight, or fitting into my clothes, unswelling. I know that's not a word, but you know what I mean, getting rid of all the inflammation. And you're going to want to stay because I have been a little off track, and I'm going to talk about being off track and getting away from your goals. But now I'm just bossing you guys all over the place. So let's stop the bossing and get into the meat and potatoes of this podcast. Let's talk about being productive versus the lack of productivity and what that means in the principalship. First, let's talk about being unproductive because that is the whole basis behind the course I just created. We can be wildly unproductive because of the nature of our job. Every single day is different. You never know what you're going to walk into. Most days are fine and we grow to handle minor inconveniences or busyness, but there are days with big issues that need to be dealt with, and most of us come to work with a to-do list and a calendar of events, only hoping to complete most of them. We even tell ourselves, if I can just get 3 out of these 60 things done, it's going to be a good day. Another reason we can be unproductive is that we don't stick with a system. We go to one meeting or conference or workshop every 3 to 6 weeks and see how someone else is doing something and change our system, only to go back to our old system 3 to 6 weeks later. And if you have something that is working for you, just stick with it. Even while you're trying something else, slightly stick with what you have been doing so that you can go back to it quickly and easily. And finally, but not really finally, because I can come up with hundreds of reasons why we are not productive, but for the sake of timing on this podcast, it's because our mindset of productivity about our calendars, emails, and lists. The minute we look at some of the things we have on our bucket or in our bucket to do, we are triggered. It's not even bad, or it's not even going to take a lot of time. It's just annoying and makes us mad the minute that we see it. Our mindset about email is the worst. I talked in the course I created a little bit about how just who an email is from or the subject line of an email can just send you over the edge before you even read it. So changing that first thought or self-talk that goes through our mind when we see an email or an event or a to-do will be helpful. What exactly is productivity? Well, I Googled it. And an example is a state of being able to create, particularly at high quality and quick speed. So let's talk about speed. I can get a lot done. I mean, a lot. The quality might not be the best because of the amount of work and services and tasks I have to produce, but I can do a lot of things. All principals can do a lot of things. It is in our blood. Quality, not so much. I pick and choose what needs to be quality and what can be half-arsed, but it also depends on the audience at work and what kind of quality attention something gets. I love clip art and fonts and creating stuff. However, when I am in a crunch for time, I'm not worrying as much about those things as I am just getting something done. What do you do with everything that is coming at you? There is an email bucket, a to-do list bucket. Your calendar gets added to, whether it's the things you put on it or not, or just because you're a principal or a mom or a sister or whatever. This week only, I am launching a course for principals called the Principal Productivity Lab because I wanted to create something that was short and sweet and that you could work on in your own time and come back for reminders. You can work on it in your office. You can work on it on your mobile phone. And it's something that I can add resources to as I come up with them. Email is one of the biggest responses I get from principals when asked their biggest productivity challenge. There's a whole portion of the course for that. To-do lists. We get caught up in apps for to-dos or systems that we have to add learning a to-do app to our to-do list, and then that ruins the point. I love a good to-do list app and strategy, and I try them all, but when I have time. If it's a busy season at work and I come across a to-do app or a productivity idea that I think is just the thing, I have to put it away and come back to it so I'm not losing time learning about productivity in an effort to gain time. Who's with me? You know what I mean? You know exactly what I'm talking about. My last productivity landmine is your calendar, but before I get to that, just a reminder that the Principal Productivity Lab is only open for a week, and you can enroll two ways. You can enroll with a credit card, or I can invoice your district to pay. There is a link to a Google form, and once the form is filled out, I will send an invoice so that you can join the course. My last point is about productivity. Before I tell you about dieting and eating journey and the road to feeling better, my productivity point is to use your calendar for good instead of evil. Once I started blocking my time on my calendar, I could get so much more done. Maybe you put all of your events or appointments or meetings on your calendar, and then you just have this white space on your calendar and you think, oh, I'm going to get a lot done. You don't know what it's going to be, but there's a lot of white space and you get excited about it. And there's days I think, oh my gosh, there's so much time that I could get something done, and then I get nothing done because I didn't put anything on my calendar. Now I label the space that's white just like it's an appointment, and I get a lot more done. I have a whole module in on your calendar in dealing with your white space. All right, the moment you have all been waiting for. Have I thrown in the towel on getting healthy? No, but almost. This week I was hungry again. I think it's because I don't get all my water in very quickly and I start like other caffeinated drinks too soon. But I was hungry. I did eat tuna casserole that I made for the kids one night, not the whole bowl, just a serving. I had a bowl of frosting and chocolate drizzled covered popcorn from the popcorn bar for National Popcorn Day. Then yesterday it was my secretary's birthday, and I always let them choose the place they want to get lunch, and I pay for a group of us to get lunch. She chose Schlotsky's, and I got a chicken salad, but I'd already purchased one of those cooked Cornish hens the day before, so I had enough chicken for what I was supposed to include to add to the salad. But lettuce is just weird. So salads are just hard to eat because the lettuce is too big, and then you get dressing all over your face, or you drop it, or it's just weird. So I've been using shredded lettuce for my salads, and it's so much easier. It's kind of funny. I had some kind of bread crust thingy from Schlotsky's that seemed to be soaked in butter and garlic of some kind. But you see, that's not a lot of mistakes. That was it seems like a lot when I'm saying it, but it really wasn't a lot of mistakes. I am still on track. I got back on track pretty easily. I did give myself grace to realize that I've been doing this for over 2 months and have absolutely no cheating on anything. I had to tell myself, okay, I'm not going to gain all the weight back or have to get my maternity genes back out after just a couple of chocolate-covered drizzled popcorn. I had to realize how far I've come since December 26th when I started this. Again, it's been 50 years of unhealthy eating. Eating zebra cakes, Twizzlers, Swedish fish, drinking real Coke. And I did not see myself as a healthy person. My goal was, is sort of, to do OptaVia, the program that I'm doing, for 2 months. You buy their fuelings, I guess, or you could try to look it up on Pinterest. I am going to go ahead and purchase month 4. I am not ready to transition back to real life yet and not ready to add mental stress of meal prep, and I do still have room to improve. Another month just seems right for me. The way that I can afford a program, any kind of program, because they're all expensive, or the food they recommend that you buy is expensive, is that I have not gone to Starbucks every day since December. You can just go ahead and calculate a daily $6 drink, how much I'm saving on that. And I have only eaten out maybe 5 times in over 2 months. When I was eating out daily and sometimes twice a day, I do still get my kids Chinese food and food to eat out. I have been getting Coke Zero at Sonic, so I do still spend that money. It used to be a regular Coke, now it's Coke Zero. But cutting out Starbucks and eating out pays for this program very easily. If you want to know more, you can email me or reach out to me on the bazillion social media platforms I am on, but I am not a coach. I'm not trying to sell you this program. It's just been successful for me. So in closing, this is a wrap up. I launched my course, so go check that out. MelindaSMiller.com/productivitylab. It's spring break. I am still filming YouTube videos, and I feel like I'm still on track. And always remember, principals are people too.